Tonight, it gives me great pleasure to be part of this tribute to Earl Jorgensen, a friend and sincere humanitarian. Earl exemplifies the spirit of enterprise and compassion that built America's economic miracle and, at the same time, maintained those human and decent values that are such a significant part of our country's character. Earl's achievements in commerce and industry are legendary. Yet, as he moved forward, he never forgot the less fortunate, involving himself in charitable and community-building projects too numerous to list. One of them, the Red Cross, was special to his heart. Over the years, he's been a driving force behind the Red Cross in Southern California, responsible for, among other things, the Los Angeles Blood Bank, which is the biggest in the world. In fact, during the war years, I remember they called Earl Mr. Red Cross. His involvement wasn't without its rewards. While helping the Red Cross, Earl found the greatest treasure of his life, his lovely wife, Marion. Earl and Marion, your friendship and support have played such an important part of my life that tonight it's an honor to be part of this ceremony. And now there's someone else here who'd like to say a few words.
Earl, Marion, Ronnie and I are so sorry we can't be with you personally tonight, but our hearts are with you. You're being honored for all the many things you've done for others, and especially your magnificent efforts on the behalf of the Red Cross. We join everyone there in thanking you for what you've done for the community, but I want to add a special thank you for what you've meant to us. Your sincere and dear friends who've enriched the lives of everyone you've touched. I don't know if Bob Hope has sung Thanks for the Memories yet, but tonight we thank you for that and much more.